Okay, so we are recording now, and for starters, will you talk into your mic just to say your name and title or whatever, just to make sure it's going?
Okay, my name is Meredith Alexander. I'm a life member and the secretary of the Freedom Road Riders Local 8 out of Chillicothe.
Okay, perfect. It's working, so that's great. Now, Meredith, the an annual toy drive is coming up in the near future. Will you tell me a little bit about what it is and what's going to happen?
Okay, the Toy Drive is a statewide event that the Freedom Road Riders do. It started approximately about 27 years ago. Each local can decide where they want to take the toys. We take ours to the Salvation Army at Chillicothe. We do fundraising throughout the year to raise money that goes into the toy fund. And then the first Sunday in November of each year, which is the third this year, we buy toys and groceries, and then everyone donates toys and groceries also when they ride. And then we get a police escort from Royal Inn Pizza at Chillicothe to the Salvation Army, which we present it to the people there.
All right, fantastic. And somebody who wants to donate, how do they participate?
Anyone can participate. They can ride a motorcycle. They can come in a car. They can just donate toys or canned goods, whatever they want to do. I mean, it's not open to just motorcyclists. This is something that anyone can get involved in.
Fantastic. And, you know, once those toys get to the Salvation Army, toys and food and all that that you guys collect, do you know how it's distributed? Like, does it go to needy families in the area, or how does that work?
I believe they have families will sign up, and they even kind of, as far as the toys go, they will have them divided into age groups, and then families can come in there and basically do Christmas shopping as far as the toys go to get for the different age groups. And we not only buy toys, we buy hats and gloves, and even for older kids, basketballs and footballs and stuff that older kids would like.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a fantastic event. Will you tell me, do you have any idea how much you typically bring in monetarily wise, or just the sheer number of toys?
I know this year we have collected approximately $2,000, and that is what we will use to buy the toys and groceries. And that doesn't count what people will be bringing in. And we have went up as high as even $3,000 or $4,000 in past years. The times are tough now.
I understand. And just so I'm clear, on Sunday's event, will you have already purchased the stuff and be taking them up there, or will you bring them like a check or what?
We will already, some of the ladies and guys too, if they want to, we meet ahead of time, and we go and we buy groceries and toys. And we have them all loaded into a pickup. People have toys strapped on their motorcycles. And we will be leaving Royal Inn Pizza. We'll be getting ready at 2 o'clock. We'll be leaving at 2:15. And I do know the Christian Motorcycle Association will be joining us, and they will also be doing a blessing of the bikes before we leave.
Oh, when will you be doing the shopping?
We'll meet about 10 o'clock that morning, and we'll go to Walmart. And they also give us a nice discount on it also, so we can get additional toys there.
That's nice of them. That's really great of them. I don't know. I guess, Meredith, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Oh, just that, anyone, we have the meeting. It will be at Royal Inn, and that will start at noon. Anyone that wants to or is interested in motorcycling, because we are a motorcycle rights organization, we're not a club. We promote motorcycle safety and basically awareness.
Yeah, will you tell me a little bit more about your organization? Like, how long has it been around, and how long have they been participating in the toy drive?
I don't remember exactly how long it's been around, but it's been around for a long time. I said any of these signs you see around town that say, the yellow signs that watch for motorcycles, we're responsible for those. The digital signs you'll see out on the highways, we're responsible for that. We are also responsible for legislation to do with motorcycle safety and just promoting motorcycle safety. It's like look twice, save a life.
And in Chillicothe, I remember as I go into town, I always notice there's a big mural on the, like, as you're heading north on the right side, are you guys responsible for that?
Actually, my son painted that when he was in college.
Really?
And it's getting kind of worn now, but we've got a new one to put up, and we just haven't found a place to put it.
That's awesome. I always notice that.
That's what it's there for.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else you think we should discuss?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Oh, dear.